Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to the Weekly Review. This is Not Good Presents the Weekly Review. And welcome back to the show that critics are calling This Show Cannot Get Any More Horrible. Huh. Not true, by the way. I will prove to you how horrible we can get in the next half an hour. So strap in. It is March 25th, Monday. It is 30 degrees. Just kind of raining outside, not this huge, massive snow event, a little more than the first one that happened a few days back, but yeah, not too bad so far. Let's start with Monday. This is TV, so let's get right into it. Let's talk Three Body Problem. I've watched all 8 episodes, and I give the whole series, we like to rate things on this show, a good or not good, which can be frustrating for people. Because it's like sometimes things are not great, but you wouldn't call them awful. You know what I mean? But they're more not great than awful, so you'd call them not good. Does that make sense? Did that confuse everyone? People are just swerving around while they're driving listening to this. But so this one, what I mean by that too is like the first 2 episodes of the show, I can categorically tell you not good. I did not like them. They were lengthy, a lot of dialogue, and I feel like as a show starter, didn't really grab me that much, but I was like, oh, I'm gonna keep trying it. And then I got sucked in like the 3rd or 4th episode. It got cooking for me, which I know is not always like the best way to, you know, publicize for a show. Like, you know, once you get to episode 7, then it starts kicking. but no, it was a lot earlier than that. But the full season, I'm gonna say it's good. It left me wanting more, which I think is good, especially more from these creatures that are coming to inhabit Earth. I just want to know more about them. So I guess that's good. In that sense, that was a success because I'm wanting to see, you know, if they do another season, I'm going to want to watch it. Also, X-Men 97, it is considered a hit as during its first 5 days on Disney Plus, 4 million people tuned in to watch the premiere. So there you go with that. Those stats make it the most watched animated premiere since 2021's What If? Season 1 premiere. So there you go with that. So that's cool. I've watched the first episode. Haven't seen the second one yet, but I love it. I think it's great. And I'm definitely going to keep watching. You know what I mean? So that is the goal, isn't it? So there you go with that. And then The Penguin. So the newest trailer for The Penguin TV show for Max live action series that premiered last week. And this, it looks good. The trailer looks awesome. Nice, dark, very good continuation of the Batman. And it's the second one of, you know, that part of the Batman universe, which is pretty cool. And Colin Farrell recently said, because it does, it looks like it's going to be, you know, just as dark and brooding and violent. And he goes, it was a long and really wonderful experience. It's dark. That's what I can tell you about it. It's really dark. It's really heavy. I think it's certainly was doing that, which is not to say I didn't have fun. I had an amazing time doing it. It's incredibly violent. It's one man's rise to what he's always dreamed of inhabiting, which is a certain power or social status. So there you go. Incredibly violent, Colin Farrell says. So yeah, to me, that's just hearing more of that is like, okay, if I wasn't fully in, I'm now definitely in. And then actually there's one thing that I missed about Three Body Problem. There's this scene very early on in the first episode. Well, I don't know if it's very early on in the first episode, but it's in the first episode where they're all at a bar and you kind of get to know the main characters through this scene of 2 of the central characters at this bar. And to me, honestly, the scene was kind of like, I even felt like, oh, this is kind of a It just felt like a weird way, an awkward kind of way to introduce these characters. But reading more about it, there was an article today that came out about how that scene was actually, the creators thought that that was central to kind of figuring out how to place all these characters and get people acclimated to these main characters, which was interesting to me. I guess they tried it another way and it didn't work. In this scene, they couldn't shoot it before the actor strike. So they had to wait the months long strike to then actually do it. To me, it was kind of interesting because it was like, I think you could have done it a different way too, but it is good. But all these exposition scenes is kind of what prevented me from being like fully in right away, but still really good. There you go. Check it out. Three Body Problem. All right, it is Tuesday, March 26th. It is 2 p.m., 2 in the afternoon, 26 degrees, and currently snowing like crazy out there. It looks like not zero visibility, but low visibility from where I am perched in my bunker in Minneapolis. So it's nice to be inside during this, but yeah, crazy. Let's do some random news today on Tuesday. We'll start with, listen, I have a poster, an X-Files poster behind me on my wall that says, I want to believe. It's the poster that Fox Mulder has up in his office. And I know all of you guys are like, that one doesn't surprise me. And two, Matt, you are the biggest nerd. But the truth is out there, everyone, and we're going to find it. Today, a mysterious light in the sky over San Antonio, Texas, sparked speculation of UFO activity, but was later determined to be the result, likely be the result of SpaceX launch. Wah, wah. The bright light was caught on camera Monday night in the sky over the city and was accompanied by a ring of smoke. I saw that one night too, a SpaceX launch. And I think I talked about this on the podcast too. I was driving to the podcast and it was night, total pitch black. And I see a string of these things, just lights, string of bright lights going up into the sky. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I actually pulled over to film it. And so I have video of it. And I was like, this is crazy. It's happening. This is happening. They're taking over. And then I looked and was like, oh, it's just a SpaceX launch. Okay, cool. So residents speculated the light could be a UFO, a comet, or a meteor, but meteorologists said it was most likely a result of the SpaceX Falcon 9 launch, and that the ring of smoke was likely from the second stage rocket burn or the release of a Starlink satellite or satellites into orbit. So there you go. With that, from there we go to California. A California police department said it will need a new way to disguise the faces of suspects in photos posted to social media after Lego asked the department to stop using its intellectual property. Yeah, who saw that coming? The Marietta Police Department prides itself, they said, in transparency with the community, but also honors everyone's rights and protections as afforded by law, even suspects, the department said. In a social media post, in order to share what is happening in Marietta, we choose to cover the faces of suspects to protect their identity while still aligning with the new law. When asked if they could just not show mugshots, then they replied, That's what I was wondering. Why do you need to show a mugshot if you can't show the face anyways, too? It's like, it's clearly just done as a joke, too, to put that face on there. In recent weeks, the department has made a practice of using images depicting the heads of Legos to block out the faces of suspects. So, yeah, you're doing that for humor. You're not doing that as like, oh, this is going to help the community because they can see the clothes of the, you know, to me, I don't know, unless I'm missing something, which I probably am. I usually miss quite a bit. So there you go with that. The Lego group reached out to us, they said, and respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content, which of course we understand and will comply with. We are currently exploring other methods of publishing our content in a way that is engaging and interesting to our followers. They also added that they're considering moving to Walt Disney character faces instead. Yeah, you got to go Disney because they're not known for suing over their intellectual property, right? Oh, wait, that's not true at all, apparently. There you go.
We sat in the kitchen when the ceiling fell down on the new girl.
Hey gang, welcome back to the podcast. It is Wednesday, March 27th, 1 in the p.m., and it is 30 degrees. Nice and chilly out there for you. Yeah, it's so funny. Now it feels like an Arctic blast again, which I don't mind because, listen, we've had a bunch of weeks in a row where it's been unseasonably warm and we're like, whoa, you know what I mean? But I kind of wanted to get used to that, the warmness. So, but it's cool. This this won't last, you know, forever. This won't be like Frozen Empire in Ghostbusters. Nerd alert. Let's do a little advice. We'll do advice section. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. And let us know if you have any questions that you need answered or if you have any, you know, because I always wonder too if people have issues with any of the advice that we report. If they're like, this is not smart, Matt, what you're doing. This advice, and this is why, you know, so you feel free, you can tell us that too, tell us off. But we'll start today with somebody wrote about an impaired mother-in-law and how that mother-in-law won't stop driving and the husband will not step in. She says, I took her for an appointment. And actually before that, she says, my mother-in-law is on oxygen. She's wobbly on her feet. She can't hear or see very well and is understandably forgetful. So yeah, wobbly on the feet, can't hear or see very well, and understandably forgetful. Those are all qualities you want in a driver. No, that's the opposite. So I can see why you would want, you're a little concerned. She lives by herself, refuses to have anyone help her except me. So it looks like then she took her mother-in-law in for an appointment, and the doctor did take away her driving privileges. The doctor asked me my opinion in front of my mother-in-law. Yeah, this is where it gets tricky. And I said that although I don't get a vote, I think she should not be driving. Needless to say, she's devastated and furious at me. I can understand that when those things are taken away. My husband is mildly annoyed, probably more than mildly, that I called the doctor and said that it wasn't my place. So there you go. That's a tough thing. But it says now she's still mad at me and still driving. Wow. Even though the doctors took it away. That's crazy. And her husband refuses to tell her that she shouldn't be driving. At lunch yesterday, I didn't help her in and out of the car or give her my jacket when she was cold. And when her oxygen wasn't on, I didn't tell her. My husband said I was being rude. I said that I was treating her as an adult and that she couldn't have it both ways. I don't agree with those actions. I think that's a little intense. I feel like not giving her oxygen is weird, right? And I don't know, maybe you should be in prison or something. I don't know, that might be a little too harsh, but it's like, oh, I decided to help her and hide her oxygen tank and not give her any food for a week. And not tell her. So she felt like she had independence. Listen, like if she needs oxygen, give her oxygen. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a little intense, but I agree how that's frustrating. And I think the husband, especially if the doctor's already given, you know, revoked those privileges, I think the husband really does have to stand up and be like, yeah, no, doctor said no, unfortunately, no driving. All right. Another person says, what does the boyfriend's mom mean by giving him a book on marriage? So boyfriend's mom sent him a book of tips for a successful marriage. Is there a message in that? Yeah, there's totally a message in that. She's saying it won't work out. You guys should break up. Goodbye. No, there's no message in this. She might just be trying to be helpful. Think about it in those ways. You know what I mean? There was this thing that happened to me in life where somebody told me, because I'm pretty cynical, I think, for the most part. And at some point in my life, somebody told me, always assume positive intent. So when other people say something, assume that they're trying to do it in a positive way, but they just don't always perfect it. As so many of us, you know, we don't perfect it. And that happens. And once I did that, that kind of changed my outlook big time. So yeah, something to think about. Next one, wife wants to cut off contact with a negative sister-in-law. A wife in remission from cancer makes a vow to stop wasting time on negative people, including her husband's sister. Yeah, I agree. Cut her out of the family. That seems like the smoothest option. No, I mean, listen, normally I'd say yes. When it comes to negative people, if you're just kind of acquaintances or whatever, that's easier to kind of cut out and avoid. But family makes it tougher because you're, you know, for lack of a better word, stuck with them. And that's good and bad. Family makes it a little tougher. But listen, it's that's just one of those things. Again, maybe the positive intent thinking might help in that one. But the other ones, those acquaintances, cut them out. Get them out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Thursday, March 28th. It is 31 degrees, a little chilly, not too bad. We got a big snowstorm, got that taken care of. Already melted, I feel like, today, right? That's not going to last.
This is so Minnesotan, talking about the weather right off the bat.
Totally, yeah.
We don't usually open it like this.
Yeah, yep.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a little something
different. It's not good, but...
It's not good, yep. It's brand. It's very brand appropriate.
100% chance of not good.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's start this, because you mentioned earlier, before the mics got hot, as we say, you mentioned 10K, where you work, Jacob.
Yeah.
Oh, with us also, we have Jacob.
Hi.
We have Kelsey.
Hi.
We have Brett.
Hello.
We have Clark.
Hi.
And we have a special new member to the team, Kelsey.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. We're going to give you a full proper introduction on the real show. But for this, just kind of it's a shorter version. But welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Yep, and another Kelsey. And you mentioned as you came in, the better Kelsey.
Yes.
Oh, so, chill.
Who knows? We'll find out if that's true by the end of the podcast.
It won't take long.
Yeah. But so, Jacob, Jacob, you work at 10K. You mentioned 10K.
Yeah.
I had a question for you.
Uh-oh.
You feel so nervous. Yeah, you're like tense.
I'm shaking.
But so the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild held its annual conference last weekend. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar?
Yep.
So now they gave a bunch of awards, and they had a blind tasting of more than 450 beers. My question, was 10K there?
No.
Okay.
Nope, we didn't attend. We didn't submit anything this year.
Okay.
No.
Mm. And so you guys are subs? Not subs. You're more Doms then if you didn't submit.
Subways? Oh, we're talking about Subway.
God,
I'm talking about Subway.
I'm starting off hot over here.
You stop the hat.
It's
on
the
me
hat.
Like I'm a fucking.
We don't
mouse.
Usually wear
we
the
switch.
Hats.
We switch. Like last year, we were part of it. This year, we're more just taking the back seat, just watching the voyeurs, if you will.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah.
Who won?
The voyeur.
Well, so
we all won then.
You should
we all. Yeah, we're all winners. Well, so you were part of it. You were part of it last year.
Exhibitionist?
Yes. Oh, there you go. Ooh. Exhibitionist. Nailed
Look
it.
At us making beer names up.
But so last year,
us.
You guys were part of it.
Yeah, they had the conference, the CBC, in Minneapolis last year.
At the Depot.
And then did you guys win any awards? Because when I read this list, I was kind of disappointed because, one, I love your guys' beer, and there was nothing mentioned on any of this list. I was like, this is kind of a BS list.
No, No, we didn't win any. We didn't win any awards then either. There's tons of submissions. What's interesting is the owner's sister makes beer at different places, and she submitted some, and she's won some gold awards, like that's international gold awards for her beers. So,
yeah,
that's my only connection to awards.
Right on. Yeah. Well, I figured that the reason why there was no awards won by you guys is just because you didn't submit. But the one who did win, I don't know if I totally agree with it. It was The best in show for 2024 was Axeman IPA from Surly Brewing.
Oh. Just went all the time.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. No, just kidding. We support everyone. Yeah. We support all the breweries, right?
Do we?
Even the biggest one.
He doesn't even work there anymore. Yeah, I don't
even
think.
The
and
Union
he's still...
Busters?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, no, you get Better Kelsey. Have you had the Surly?
I don't drink IPAs.
Okay, gotcha. Are you normally a beer drinker?
The dark stuff.
The dark stuff? Okay, gotcha. Nice. What's one of your favorites?
Dangerous Man Peanut Butter Porter.
Oh, so there we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There we go.
I'd
mention that. Yeah. All right. Well, so yeah.
Well, they're closed. Are they reopened yet?
Yeah, they closed. Oh. Are they
taproom
closed?
I was going
to say, repeat them. I still got the beer?
Yes.
They do, yeah.
But yeah, so your thoughts on Axeman. Do you like Axeman?
I mean, it's a good IPA. I mean, it's nothing to change your life.
But I feel like it's been around forever.
I also avoid drinking Surly beer. So
can that be your nickname, Axeman? Can Jacob be Axeman?
I thought it was Zaddy.
That's true. It is Zaddy.
Well, there you go.
I don't want to be associated with Surly. That's my final suggestion.
Yes, there you go.
You're so surly about them.
Yeah. Well, moving on from there, going for Brett. Now, Brett, we like to cover some music stories for you specifically.
Yeah.
Because you're the music, what would you call it, prodigy? Is that too big of a
no.
thing? No.
Yeah.
So Bad Bunny was going to perform on Saturday.
Right.
So he was going to have a concert. He bailed on the concert Thursday. So he canceled the concert. Had you heard about this?
Why? What was he? That's bad of him.
Sorry. You'll hear these horrible jokes from Brett. But no, so he canceled apparently because of bad ticket sales is what people were saying.
Bad ticket sales.
Bad Bunny ticket sales.
So this is so bad. I'm going to lean
right. You don't get the mic anymore.
This is so bad. This is so not good.
So Bad Bunny.
Is his star flamed out? Is he done?
That's what I want to bring up to you guys.
I like Bad Bunny.
Do you like Bad Bunny?
Oh, yeah. Anyone?
I mean, there's not
Can
a...
Can you sing it for me?
No.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I cannot.
There's too many white people in Minnesota.
I thought Bad Bunny was a girl that was on Dr. Phil or something, like Cash Me Outside. Who's
that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who is that?
It's not Bad Bunny.
That's Naughty Bunny.
No. No. I actually just said this with a coworker. We were saying, Cash Me Outside, how about that?
That's Axeman Bunny, right?
Who was that? I don't remember her name.
I thought it was
Didn't she make a song?
I thought it was Bad Bunny.
Party Like It's... is she the Friday Girl?
No, that's Rebecca Black.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna have research department look it up right now. Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
Yeah,
that's the Dr. Phil.
Yeah, it's close. It's Bad Bobby. Is it just Bad Barbie? But it's spelled with H's and no R's.
Okay, interesting. But so, Brett, what do you think about that? So you think that there's just not a big fan base for
I don't know
Bad
why.
Bunny?
Yeah, I don't know why he did it. I saw this headline, but I didn't really dig into it because I don't care enough about it.
Right.
But yeah, that's
did you have tickets?
Bogus for people who had tickets.
Bad Bunny.
Oh yeah, yeah. Kelsey, did
do
you
I
have
look
tickets?
Like I'd have tickets.
You went and saw who? Ricky Martin last month.
That'd be a good show. Probably.
Are they the same?
Not quite. But
is he like Enrique?
Latino music.
Well,
did he open or finish with "Live in La Vida Loca"?
Or was that his whole set?
But you like the movie Selena?
Just played it 20 times. But you didn't see Bad Bunny.
All right.
So you saw Ricky Martin. How was that show? Or did you not?
That was great. Okay. Who was with him?
Was that
Martin,
Chuck E. Cheese?
Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds really good.
Fire.
Yeah.
Oh my
it was
god.
So great.
Cool.
Fireball.
Dance my night. Night away.
But to answer your question, Brett, apparently some people were saying that kind of is a signifier that Bad Bunny is no longer as popular as he was. I kind of wasn't a huge fan of him because of that thing he did to a fan. There was that fan that came up and took a video of him.
With the camera and he threw the phone.
Yeah, he grabs the phone from the fan and chucks it into like a river. I was like, okay, well, that seems a little unnecessary.
Didn't Beyonce also not sell out the smaller stadium?
Did she cancel when she...
No.
She didn't cancel, but like she didn't even sell out the stadium that's on the University of Minnesota campus, I think.
TCF.
But
or
she's not slowing down, though. So.
But that's the thing is, like, I feel like he should have just done that for the hardcore fans.
It,
yeah, because they were the ones that were kind of pissed about
it. What if it was like five people?
I like Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's like this room.
It's US Bank Stadium. It's like, it's like 10 people.
It's like as if we went.
Can you do Bad Bunny in your transitions when you edit this?
Oh, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay,
we'll have to pay royalties.
Yeah.
What venue was he supposed to play at?
It was Target Center.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That's only, yeah, that's only like, yeah, not even if.
Yeah, yeah, that's nothing, that amount of people. Yeah. Well, all right, I think we're good. We're good on the pre-show, so I think we can.
Slow fade?
Yeah, slow fade, and we'll get in. So now you're going to be on camera, so sorry. Alright, everybody, it is Friday, March 29th, it is 4:23 in the p.m., and it is 48 degrees, so it is nice. I'm going to go for a little walk around Lake Bidet, Makaska. You guys jealous? I can feel it. I can hear it. So today I'm going to do kind of a mishmash of stories that we didn't cover on the podcast last night. Check out the podcast. It's already up, but check out that one. We had a little book club / normal pod. That was pretty cool. So, definitely give that a listen. I'll start with a little bit comic book news really quick. Only one comic book this week that I'm going to talk about. It's called Washed in the Blood, and it's number one from Massive Comics. Really good, really trippy, kind of almost LSD-induced comic book. But check that out. The visuals are wild. They're going to melt your face. But no, it's pretty good. Very entertaining. So check that out. And then let's see, I think I'll go and do a random news story really quick that we didn't get to last night. Don't think we got to any random news last night. So let's go. This one is, we go to England, jolly old England. Cheshire, England woman rescued what she believed to be an abandoned baby hedgehog. Aww. And took it to a local animal hospital where veterinarians told her that she actually rescued a pom-pom from a beanie hat. The Lower Mosswood Nature Preserve and Wildlife Hospital said that the kind soul rescued what she thought was a very shy baby hedgehog and took it home. The doctors wished she had something that resembled common sense. Yes, don't we all wish more people had more of that? She brought it to the animal hospital the next day, concerned that it hadn't moved or pooped all night. Veterinarians then informed the woman that she had actually rescued a pom-pom from the top of a beanie hat. She was an older lady, maybe 60s or 70s, well-spoken, well-meaning. She said she could see something on the roadside that looked like a hedgehog. From a distance, you take it at face value. She didn't handle it at all. She scooped it in a box with some cat food and left it alone in a warm, dark place. She fed food to a part of a hat. That's adorable. Meanwhile, she probably ignores all of her family members. I don't know. I shouldn't say something like that, because she might be great. She might be one of the greatest people on the planet. The animal hospital praised the woman for her good intentions. They also said, remember, kindness knows no bounds, even when it's a fake furry friend. The Facebook post said. They also added that ignorance also knows no bounds. All right. Isn't that the truth? And then I will go to movies really quick and give you a movie review that I didn't give on the main show, which is Immaculate. I saw that horror movie, which is directed by Michael Mohan, written by Andrew Lobel, and co-produced by Sydney Sweeney, who stars in the movie as a nun, that uncovers some pretty nasty stuff. And it is crazy at a convent. It's super intense. It's only 90 minutes, which I love. I think that's a good selling point. So it's just a quick movie. But what I think too is, one, you know, it's very intense. And there's some really shocking things in it, shocking violence. But it really proves to her, there's parts where I'm like, oh, you know, I go back and forth on how great of an actress I think she is. But there is one shot in particular where she gives birth, spoiler alert, and it's just on her face. And she's just screaming because she's in pain. And I immediately was like, oh, yeah, horror, scream queen, that whole idea. She is a great scream queen. And I feel like the scream is so tough to do as an actor or actress. I think it can come off really cheesy and fake, and it did not for her. And it's this really long one shot oneer, as they call it, but really showcased that acting style right there. So yeah, pretty intense. I'd say check it out. It is Immaculate. I give it good or not good, I'm giving it a good. And this has been another edition of Not Good Presents, the weekly show. So thank you for checking it out. Thank you, Nalo and Unis, for great music this week. We will see you in a week. Have a great weekend. I love you.